More Noise Than Signal From Latest Chiefs Release by Patrick Tuohy. The Kansas City Chiefs just released a two-page statement with numerous claims about the benefits of a new stadium, practice facility, and team headquarters in Kansas. There are reasons to be skeptical. First, the press release includes some findings from an economic impact analysis that was conducted by a consultant the team hired. We don't have the full report itself, just these selected highlights the Chiefs chose to share. The consultant, eConsult Solutions, appears to be using standard economic impact methods. My concern isn't who performed the study, it's that these models are only as good as the assumptions that go into them, and those assumptions haven't yet been made public. The full report should be released so we can see and evaluate the assumptions. For example, I'd like to know how the authors calculated visitor spending, how they calculated multiplier effects, and how much of this projected economic activity is actually new to Kansas. These studies are often flawed in their analysis and assumptions. Academic economists caution that these studies can overstate the benefits of publicly subsidized projects by measuring gross economic activity rather than net new economic activity. The ongoing debate over the World Cup's promised economic benefits illustrates why those assumptions deserve careful scrutiny. A $4.5 billion project will undoubtedly generate billions of dollars in economic activity. The question isn't whether activity occurs, it's whether that activity is genuinely new to Kansas and whether it generates tax revenue to justify the public subsidy. Also, what exactly is included in the $1.2 billion in ancillary development the press release mentions? Hotels? Housing? Entertainment? And how much of that development is expected because of the stadium, rather than development that would have occurred anyway? Recall that the Star Bond District captures all additional tax revenue, regardless of whether it is due to the Chiefs' developments. As a result, this selected summary of the report doesn't tell us if the deal is worthwhile for taxpayers. There are some things in the report that should be of note to taxpayers. For example, the release has the capital investment increased by about 12% from what we were told in December, but the projected construction impact increased by nearly 90%. That raises an obvious question about what changed between the two projections. One answer may be that the press release measures impacts across the greater Kansas City region, not just Kansas. Kansas taxpayers who are paying for this thing should ask about the benefits to them specifically. A skeptic might wonder if the authors included areas outside Kansas to inflate the economic impact number. The press release tells us about new tax revenue, but not how much it will cost taxpayers to get that revenue. Every salesman wants to focus on the benefits of what they are selling. Kansans need to be mindful of the costs. Regarding costs, in the December 2025 announcement, Kansas leaders were adamant that the Chiefs' deal paid for itself through future revenues, required no funds from the state budget, and would require no new taxes. Is that still the case? We're still waiting to learn the size of the Star District, almost 300 square miles in past statements, and the baseline year for determining the amount to be given to the Chiefs. Those details matter because they determine whether the projected tax revenues actually exceed the public commitment. Until those questions are answered, it's impossible to know whether the project pays for itself. We just don't know. And again, this is all based on a two-page statement from the Chiefs about an economic impact study they haven't released. The team owes taxpayers more information and more transparency. For more free market policy research and analysis, visit showmeinstitute.org. This article was presented in audio format using AI-generated narration.